Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, February 2nd, 2018, and with me today, John Martellaro. How are you, John?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And Brian Chaffin, I hope you are well.
I am
All right, let me try again.
Sure.
Brian Chaffin, I hope that you are alive and kicking.
I am. It's good to be here. Thanks for having us today.
It's great to have you here. And listeners, it's great to have you as well. So thanks for being here. And we have plenty to talk about. So we're hopping right in. And it's earnings report time. So last night was Apple's first fiscal quarter earnings conference call for 2018. And they reported what turned out to be record revenue again. $88.3 billion, which was actually above their own guidance, as I recall. Am I right, Brian?
Golly, was it above their own guidance?
I think so.
It wasn't guidance by much. Let me get you that answer. I think it's like the one thing I forgot to research last night.
Well, yesterday. While you're looking that up, 77.3 million iPhones. And what was it? 13.2 million iPads.
Yay!
And 5.4 million Macs.
That was above their own guidance. Yeah, they guided from between 84 and 87 billion in revenue. And unlike us, in that I think this is quite salient, unlike in days of yore, Apple doesn't sandbag anymore.
Right.
So this was a legitimate beat of their own guidance. And it was a beat of Wall Street consensus estimates for revenue.
And the revenue went up even though the iPhone sales went down. It's probably because the ASP of the phones jumped dramatically upwards.
It's not probably. It's because the ASP of iPhones
jumped dramatically.
jumped, I mean, insanely, of $104 from $692 to $796. Yeah. Now, in comparison, Samsung's ASPs for smartphones are $235. That was in the second quarter of 2017. I don't know what they're just.
I'm going to play straight man for a second. Hey, Brian, what's ASP mean?
Average selling price. The average selling price. So the you know, essentially exactly how much money was brought in each and every time an iPhone was sold. And $796 is crazy. Like I said, Samsung's average selling price is $235.
That's kind of crazy.
$235. And Apple is bringing in, you know, what, 3.5 times that for every iPhone sold. And it's because of the price of the iPhone 10, the fact that the iPhone 10 was the top selling iPhone every week since it was released. And that included through January, actually through February 1st. Because Tim Cook said it was through today.
Yeah, so you're right. That would have been through February 1st.
Let's have some perspective on that. Tim Cook was offering insight on performance of a device. He didn't offer actual specific numbers. He was offering insight on the performance of a device in the current quarter. Mm-hmm. They never do that. And the reason why he did that, is because of all the FUD about the iPhone 10 that's been coming out of right. Of the supply chain. And can we please take Ming-Chi Kuo off his pedestal? Can we please take him off his pedestal? This is not the first time he's been wrong.
Number one selling iPhone every week it was for sale since it shipped.
Yes. Now, this is the device that we've been told has been disappointing and that Apple's cutting orders and that Apple is going to cancel early.
You know, if...
Well, Tim explained that. He mentioned that typically the inventory builds up to the point where they can do that. And that doesn't mean the phone isn't selling anymore. It just means they're managing the pipeline inventory.
Right, which is a good point. And if the iPhone X was not selling really well, but was still the top-selling iPhone since it was introduced, and Apple was thinking about getting rid of it, that would kind of indicate that iPhone 8 sales and iPhone 7 sales were sucking really, really bad. And we know that's not the case. So iPhone X sales are rocking.
They're doing well. Now, Apple did miss iPhone consistent estimate unit sales. Wall Street was expecting 80 million.
You said consistent. Did you mean consensus?
I thought I said consensus, but I would try to be consistent and say consensus from now on. Yes, the consensus sales that Wall Street was expecting were 80.2 or 80.3 or 80.1 million. And and iPhone sales were actually down year over year. But we're in a 13-week comparison to a 14-week comparison in the December quarter for 2017.
Yeah, and that week makes a huge difference in the holiday window.
It does. Now, mind you,
darn Gregorian calendar.
Wall Street was still expecting Apple to beat year over year, knowing that it was a 13-week versus a 14-week.
Oh, that's a good point.
And Apple didn't do it. But again, Apple also. This is actually not. This is super important to me too, because a lot of people lose sight of this stuff. Apple's not responsible for Wall Street expectations, but Apple's stock price is based entirely on Apple's performance and Wall Street expectations. Right? So Apple may not be responsible for those expectations, but the company's stock price is determined in part by those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So,
can I rant for a second about expectations?
Sure.
For 30 seconds. I've never seen a convincing...
Wait, it's my show. Sure.
I've never seen a convincing demonstration of the statistics and the mathematical methods that go into that. I mean, you know, you can do samples, sample symptom, statistical variation. You can look at previous performance. You can look at pipeline rumors. But in the end, you've got a estimate that has some variability in it. They never say 80.2 million plus or minus 5, which the proper statistical analysis should do. And if you estimate 80.2 plus or minus 5 based on the variability of your algorithm and statistics,
what are you talking about?
Then Apple falls well within that range.
Who cares? That has nothing to do with anything.
I care about how they come up with this supposed number.
Why do you care about that?
Because they come up with a number that Apple doesn't meet, and then they get all into a frenzy.
Who cares? Who cares? The price.
Physicists and statisticians care.
Well, that's, I mean, just irrelevant. And I'm being as polite as I can be. It's completely irrelevant as the fact is that people are trading on this stuff and
precision here is preposterous. 80.2. How can they come up with 80.2 instead of 80.3? The precision is all out of whack with the potential error. I mean,
okay. First of all, they're consensus estimates, and secondly, again, your complaint is, I mean, like I call myself pedantic. This is the most like mathematically pedantic and pointless argument like of all time.
Well, it's not pointless, because when you say I predict 80.2, you're being kind of mathematically and technically illiterate. You should say 80 plus or minus 5, knowing that your expected precision is not that good.
This is not science. This is finance. You're bringing a knife.
Grumble.
You're bringing a Vulcan argument to a human fight.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And John, I did not interrupt you at any point because I was so entertained listening to you and Brian go back and forth on this. It was just awesome.
My head's about to explode. So Apple's iPhone sales were down year over year, which is a surprise, but there are mitigating factors. And I think, why are you, E-Trade is wanting me to tell them what I do for a living before they will show me. Screw you. Are you kidding me?
While you're trying to dig that up, do we have a number for how much money Apple made off of iPhones for the quarter?
We have revenue.
Yeah,
Apple reported record revenue.
For iPhones. Do we know what the number was?
I'm really surprised Apple's down a day.
I can have it in a second. It's on Apple's.
I wrote it up. I just don't remember the number.
It made $20 billion in profits.
That's pretty impressive. All right. Well, here's where I'm going with this. With iPhone sales down for the Christmas quarter, because it wasn't a huge statistical number. It's like what, like 1%?
Revenue was $61.5 billion
on iPhones.
Yes, for the quarter.
Okay. So even with their revenue down, just the revenue they brought in on, even with their sales down slightly, with the revenue brought in from iPhones alone, isn't that more than most companies make in a quarter?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, by a long shot.
Yeah. The amount that they bring in just with iPad sales, which was, what, just about $6 billion? Is that right?
Yes.
5.86. And that's more than most companies make in a quarter.
Yeah, Apple's a pretty big deal these days.
What's interesting is that Mac sales, even though they're half of iPad sales, generate more revenue. So if you're inclined talk about how the Mac is dying, just remember Apple makes more money, a lot more money on Macs than they make on iPad. By about $1 billion a quarter.
Well, I'm sure part of that is because when you're buying an iPad, top of the line, you're paying middle of the road price or low end price for a Mac.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So
there's one more mitigating factor I was getting to on iPhone sales, and that was the fact that the Apple's flagship device for the quarter didn't go on sale until halfway through the quarter. Again, keep in mind that Wall Street was setting those expectations knowing that. So Apple did still miss them, but having their ASPs leap by $104 is insane, is absolutely insane and crazy. And that really should have been enough to offset that unit sales miss, and it's apparently has not. Apple is down as of the second $4.77 to $163.01, and I didn't expect that. I expected Wall Street to follow what the aftermarket after hours market did yesterday, which was to push Apple up $5. Mm.
I'm kind of surprised too, especially since the guidance Apple offered for Q2. Wall Street seemed to be fine with that. They were saying that what Apple's projecting, they had already baked into their estimates.
I think it's Apple's guidance that was actually the problem.
Jeff, can I talk about my editorial yesterday real quick?
Sure.
The thing that fascinated me about the Tim Cook's comments yesterday was the implied suggestion that because of the success of the iPhone X, we can expect to see that there won't be any more of this kind of oddball mix between Touch ID and Face ID in 2018. I think the traditional iPhone 7/8/8 Plus is dead, except, you know, sale prices at Walmart and just as the older generation. But as far as a new product goes, Touch ID is dead. I believe all the new iPhones with some variation, maybe some LCD displays and some OLED displays, will all be of the same cut of cloth of the iPhone X going forward. This technology has been tremendously popular. People are loving the Face ID and the new gestures. Sales are awesome. And I think this is a signal to Apple that they can now safely no longer need to hedge and have a mix of products like they did in the fall of 17 and move forward briskly with the next decade of technology based on the iPhone X as a prototype.
Well, with some of the things that Tim said during the earnings report, when he was asked about future products, which it's funny, someone always asks about future products, knowing full well that Tim's not going to say anything. But he did imply that features that we're seeing in iPhone X are coming to other devices.
Mm-hmm. And we already know from, was it Gurman who mentioned that Apple's testing Face ID on iPads? So we'll expect to see that too.
Well, Face ID on iPads being tested is no surprise at all. Of course, yep. They're testing that.
Yep. So you can say goodbye to Touch ID and the home button. Anyway, end of rant.
All right. So, Brian, we kind of interrupted you. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm apparently used to it. I don't even know what I was going to say.
Oh, well, when it comes back to you, we will jump back to it. So I'm curious, what do you think about iPad sale or iPad unit numbers going up?
Nice to see them go up.
I've got a bar chart in numbers, and without doing any curve fitting, it seems to my eyeball that they've bottomed out. And it's hopeful that iPad sales will continue to grow now. Apple's put a lot of emphasis on the iPad and the iPad Pro in terms of ads and presence of mind of the iPad. I think that, and of course, it was a holiday quarter too, gift-giving time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the worst is over. Just a guess.
Well, do we know how many quarters in a row we've seen an increase in iPad sales? Like, is this the first one or the second
one? I've got the chart in front of me. So it reached a bottom of Q2 2017.
Fiscal or calendar?
Fiscal. And so for the last three quarters, iPad sales have been above the bottom that we reached. That doesn't mean that's the monotonically increase. In Q4 17, it was down. So there's three, there's a triplet after the bottom. And the one in the middle is a little lower. And the one we just had in Q1 18 is the highest of the three triplets after the bottom.
It's safe to say that we have three quarters of iPad growth now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that could be promising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian, are there other things that stand out to you from the earnings report?
The iPhone 10 performance was the big thing for me. It seems like the Apple's China business was doing pretty well. The thing that we're talking about the stock is that it was guidance that actually disappointed Wall Street. That's what I'm seeing today. So Wall Street was hoping for better guidance for the second quarter. Now Apple is actually guiding for, you know, like 60 some odd billion in revenues for the quarter, which is just crazy for the March quarter.
Right. And the March quarter is always the down quarter in comparison. So
yes, it's Apple's smallest quarter.
Yeah. So this fits Apple's pattern. So it doesn't look to me like the lower guidance is a sign that there's a problem. It's just the normal.
No, no, it's not. Yeah. It's not a problem. It just wasn't as exciting as what Wall Street was hoping for.
Yeah. Well, maybe Apple will surprise us. Although I'm not expecting HomePod sales to have a significant impact on the company's bottom line.
No, I do not think so.
No. Hey, we are pretty much out of time. So unless there's something else that we really need to talk about from the earnings report, we should wrap up so that everyone can get back to their day.
All right.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you for being here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. Good times.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
You're very welcome. Plus or minus five.
I see what you did there. Listeners, I am so glad that you were here. Thank you for joining us and listening again today. We'll see you tomorrow.